Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Cartier Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ECR. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the company traded ECRFF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Philippe Cloutier. Now, Philippe, I've received a few emails just over the last couple weeks asking for an update on the drilling that's going on at the Benoit project. We haven't seen any drill results out yet. The company has a planned 30,000-meter program, which has been underway now for a little period of time. What updates can you give us here, Philippe, of when people can start to expect some results from this Benoit drilling?
I would expect to see our first results around the end of May. You pointed out it's a 30,000-meter drill program we set up on the project in early January. We've got about 7,000 meters of the 30,000 meter done. Of the 7,000 meters, over 50% of that are two very deep pilot holes that are drilling or targeting the extension of the deposit. And that was slow drilling, but fortunately we've tapped into the mineralization at depth, and now starts the slow process of doing the two branch sweeps across the corridor, aided by directional drilling. The two pilot holes pierced on the eastern border of the mineralized plunge, and then we had to branch out even further east because we had been a bit too conservative on the width of the plunge. And now we've initiated that the sweep upwards and to the west. And that will last for until October-ish. We've also initiated the permitting to get the drill on the barge and drill the eastern ore vision anomaly, which is one of the highlights of the project, but we haven't started drilling that yet. And so part of the program was drilling some of the ore vision anomalies to the west. We're going to merge those results with the early deep drilling on the Benoit deposit results. And again, I think that's going to be around end of May.
So there's a bit of a timeline for everyone to look forward to some of those drill results. And as I said, I know a lot of people are looking forward to those. Let's also get an update on the Chimo mine property as well, because you just fully published that resource estimate. You and I talked about that back at the tail end of March. What's coming up for Chimo as you continue to de-risk this project?
Well, okay, yeah. And since publishing the resource estimate, we've also filed the what we call the ore sorting test study, and that was very positive. Basically says that half of the material can be sorted and pre-concentrated and increases the grade of about 170%. And so you're able to truck less material at a higher grade to even a greater amount of mills along the highway. And that is basically one of the four engineering studies that we had to complete in order to, to get the PEA completed and done. What I've seen was we're pretty advanced on the PEA process. I can't give you a date for that, but it's quite encouraging, and it helps us initiate the process or continue the process with would-be parties that are looking for ounces on the Cadillac. And so we're continuing on the stope design of the mineralization and the stope scheduling, and then the PEA basically is going to be delivered, and then that's what's happening on Chimo. So it's largely out of our hands, and it's into the independent QP's hands, and so that's the progress on Chimo while we drill on Benoit. And as you might have seen, we've also signed a deal on Fenton and Wilson.
Yeah, let's talk about that Fenton deal first, because that news release came out April 13th. The company now owns 100% of the Fenton property. We haven't talked much about Fenton in the past. So what are some of the work plans that you guys have ahead of you? What's possible at Fenton here?
Well, first of all, Fenton, it was a 50-feet 50-50 joint venture with the government, SOQUEM. We've now reverted that 100% to us. We now become operators. So we've initiated the process of repatriating the entire database to our offices. And we're undergoing a high-level technical review and a 3D modeling of the deposit. We've also acquired extra claims to the northeast, and that includes a, I think it's a 350 or 360 gram per ton showing in a drill hole over half a meter. So we're going to have to integrate that on top of looking at depth on the Fenton deposit itself. And with all of that, we'll, you know, the guys will be designing and engineering a drill program, perhaps launching a resource estimate to get further orientation, and then maybe get around to drilling that in 2022. The highlight of that is we now own 100% of that deposit, and we're able to advance that work while we get the drilling done on Benoit and while we finalize the PEA on Chimo. And so that's why we optioned out Wilson.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about Wilson too, because that news broke April 26th. You have optioned 100% of the Wilson property to Hawkmoon. Hawkmoon is a newer company. That's Hawkmoon Resources, newer exploration company. What was the strategy around this? You guys clearly have a lot of work on tap, so is this just putting it in another exploration company's hand to get some work done here earlier?
Yeah, absolutely. Wilson, listen, with the workload on Chimo and Benoit and Fenton, we knew that we would not get around to, you know, drilling or doing anything on Wilson by at least 2023, 2024. I've known the guys or one of the principals at Hawkmoon, Tom Clark, for many years, and they were on the lookout for an asset with a deposit on it. They're a brand new junior. They have the right amount of aggressiveness, if I could say. They're going to be drilling it this year. It's an option to acquire 100% over 5 years. It gives Cartier cash, shares, and a fair amount of work done on the property for them to acquire it. So we're still in the game on that thing for another 5 years. And so, listen, all in all, Corey, we've got our four racehorses on the track this year. Again, Chimo is our lead story. Benoit is our developing story. Fenton is, 100% ours now, so we could dream about, what we're going to design there. And Wilson's going to get attention with this aggressive new company. So I'm really happy with the way, the chips are falling here. So with results on Benoit later this month, and then the PEA on Chimo, and we'll probably announce what we'll be doing with Fenton as well in the near future. So it's, a good pipeline of news.
Hey, Philippe, before we wrap this up, can you just give us an update on the cash in the bank for the company to progress all of these projects?
Absolutely. A very comfortable $9 million in the till here. So more than enough to get everything that we want done. So very happy about that as well.
It's going to be interesting to see those drill results from Benoit. Those sound like they're coming up. And then, to see what you guys are going to do at Fenton. If anybody has any follow-up questions that you want Philippe to address, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get him to answer those in subsequent interviews. Philippe, I appreciate the update. Have a great rest of your day.
Well, thank you, sir. You too.